Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Here on the Monday and the Monday podcast right here, Rastafari Discipleship Radio, the Rastafari Sheep on the air. And we have the Shemini here. We're at the eighth day assembly, the fulfillment here of the Feast of Tabernacles and the season, the time, Shemini Atzeret right here.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
pray for 7 days, Shabbat long, for the whole strong 7 day feast of tabernacle, feast of ingathering. So he asked I and I to dwell the tabernacle and booths for 7 days, and then he gives Shemiyat Eret. Right here, the eighth day assembly. But let's just share this right here. Give thanks to the brothers and sisters, the co-laborers, and I and Chavarim, bringing forward the word sound throughout the feast and the season. But the full of full right here, let's touch on this chapter right here, chapter 12, by and our brother Hezekiah right here. A medi from the Feast of Tabernacles from Kohelet, the preacher, a.k.a. Ecclesiastes. So give ear.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice, let them God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Yahweh, Chad, he who be one. And behold, how good and pleasant for I and I, Gam, Yachad, to come together, together as one. So here, let's ride up.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 12, The Best Thing Possible to the Natural Man. Verse 1, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw near, nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to Elohim who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as gold, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Part 5. The best thing possible to man under the law. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Blessed are you, Adonai, our Elohim, ruler of the universe, rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the faithful Elohim, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true. Faithful are you, Yahweh Elohim, and faithful are your words. Not one of your words turns back unfulfilled. For you, O Elohim, are a faithful and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh Elohim, who is faithful in all his words. give thanks and praise the Most High, Jah Rastafari.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yeah, man. A small school must see a block to make it righteous and good for the love of the people, you know. The Imperial Master came for the island to last, yeah. They watch us how we live, keep on sharing whenever time we give it, so our strength in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love? Word of truth, word of truth, not tell a lie, mama, hear me as a youth. Word of truth, word of truth, in this fasting day of time, they use them as a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth, Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth, me love the girl, whether them ugly, whether them cute, ow. Everyone is important, them just a know. And I will go change the slogan, I will go mix it down. Woman should they support the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring papi show. Just go from the time with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind or ready to get up low. No come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the ghetto youth, you know fi find no harrow. Truth, word of truth, now I tell you now you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this for the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This for the truth, black woman you cute. Oi, Babylon me not play mute. Word of truth, what's the thing to distribute? Oi, yo, goodness attribute. Oh, I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say nay. The youth of the gospel, I pray. With quiet hunger and not more rare. What will the government do? Long time I just say, repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for it declare. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. High society, you must love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon never you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, that's what the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Happy world, come on, wise. Not many a people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bow to the white man and sell out the black man share. Oh, what them if I yet want grab a here? Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us up our right principle. Now I know it's too precious. Burn down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Now tell no lie, we have to love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this city of time, the man's a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is important, you just have.
So here, here, here. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. So here for the eighth day assembly right here, we have the reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 to chapter 16, verse 17. And for the five key offering, we have Numbers chapter 29. Focus verses 35 to chapter 30, verse 1. In the prophet's reading here for the eighth day fulfillment, the sealing up of tabernacles here in the season, the Chag HaSukkot, Das Baal. We have the prophet's reading here for the 8th day High Assembly. First Kings chapter 8. Focus verses 54 to 66. In the Brit Chadasha, in the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant reading, we have Matthew chapter 17, focus verses 1 to 9, and Marcos and Mark chapter 12, focus verses 28 to 33. So what is the Shemini Atzeret? What is the eighth day assembly? Now we have brought it up over here. Let's see if we can bring it out from the scripts right here. We go to Leviticus chapter 23. So let's scroll to Leviticus chapter 23 just to bring out the word right here. Leviticus chapter 23, where we have the appointments, the feasts, the seven feasts, festivals, appointment of Yahweh, the Mo'adim, Mo'adei Yahweh, as well as that's the three times. So seven feasts, the seven occur in three times in the year. Here, this fulfills the third of the three times in the year. Here, fulfilling what we call the Hebrew, the churchical year, the gathering year in season, and then the months and moons after this, the out of season aspect. So here, which verse was it? Chapter 23, Leviticus, roughly around verse. We're looking at the Amharic rate here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters, just to grab that other language, you know, the KJV. Yeah. So here, the King James Version, we have Leviticus chapter 23 at verse, I think it's 34. Is it verse 34? 23. Here we go. So here at chapter 23, verse, 34, let's just go over the overview. The overview from verse 33, which actually introduces the section here. And Yahuwah and Jehovah Exialdia spake to Moses, Moshe, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, Lejoch, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month of moon shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, Yadas Baal, for 7 days, La Yahuwah, to Exiav, its sustainer. On the first day shall be a Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation, a set-apart, out-called assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. Servile work, occupational labor. Verse 36. 7 days ye all shall offer an offering made by fire, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to Xiav, the sustainer. On the eighth day shall be a Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation, a set apart, out called assembly to you. And ye all shall offer an offering made by fire, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to Xiav, the sustainer. It is a solemn assembly, and ye all shall do no servile work therein. So that brings out, Hebraically, Judaically speaking, that the first and the last day is a Shabbat, is a Sabbath, the first and last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the Chag HaSukkot, Yadas Baal, is a Sabbath. And when we say the Sabbath, it's in the primary sense a Shabbat, to cease, to desist. Right, to cease to desist. Also, the implication there is a rest day, is a ceasing and desisting from whatever our servile or occupational labor may be. So here we zoom in on the 7 days of Sukkot, of Chag HaSukkot in the Hebrew, Chag HaSukkot in the King of Kings Bible, the line of the tribe of Judah, the royal of Harik, Yadas Baal, Dasa. A booth, a hut, a pavilion that ends or fulfills, right, with the seventh day, the Hoshana, Hoshiana, Rabbah, are immediately followed by another holiday, set apart, holy day. And this is called, from the Hebrew, the Shemini, referring to Eis Atzeret, the Shemini Atzeret. This is referred to in HaTorah, in the Orit, in Numbers chapter 29:35. Let's go there. That's what it means to rightly, it says divide the word, right? Rightly dividing the word, rightly going here a little, there a little in scripture, you know, to get the full picture, right? Here it says in Numbers by Midbar, Numbers chapter 29, verse 35, on the eighth day, the Shemini, Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, ye all shall have a solemn assembly, a solemn assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. It says, but, it's going on to get a fuller full, but ye y'all shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made to Ash by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, one bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meal offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lamb shall be according to their number, after the manner, in other words, according to the order. Verse 38, and one goat for a chatat, a sin offering, beside the continual olah, burnt offering, and his mincha, his meal offering, or the grain offering, and his drink offerings, nesek. Verse 39, these things ye all shall do, la'yahuwah, to Jehovah, in your set, keyword right here, 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 in your set feast, set festivals. This here, it links in Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. We are at verse 39. It links with Leviticus, right? The link with Leviticus chapter 23, namely verse 2, the set feast, the Mo'adim. We touched on that in the first day service corresponding to the Hoshana Rabbah. The set feast, a set appointment. So let's put it like that. The Moed feast. Moed is more like a appointed time, appointed place, appointed space. The Moed and the Moedim is like the feast, the festivals. But then in, that was Psalm 74, I think it was around about verse 8, if I recall. But in Psalm 74, it spoke about how they burned up, how they burned all of the synagogues in the land. So even the word synagogue is a coin of Greek word. It's basically a New Testament word. It's actually a coin of Copto Greek expression that means to gather together. But the underlying Hebrew word is moed. Now, I think it says moedei el, right? The synagogues of God from the KJV is moedei, the moedim, the appointed places, the appointed spaces, the appointed times of el, of ha-el, of the almighty power. So the set festivals, beside your vows, so that means that there's the offering, right, according to the direction, instruction, Torah for that day, right, for the day. And this is in addition, when it says beside, in addition to whatever you vow or your free will offering, for your burnt offerings and for your meal. You see, KJV often has meat offering, and that would imply debtors. Now, there were debtors here, you know, according to, you can say, the Brit HaYishana, but the meat offering was the meal offering. Very interesting curiosity is that the meal offering is a grain offering, and often we emphasize it's a bloodless offering, the mincha. And I emphasize that because it goes on and on and on. You know, it was the meal offering, the grain offering in a new covenant sense. But, and for your drink offerings and for your shalamim, for the peace offering, for the drink offerings, right? Also, you could put in this context, there were certain kind of drink offerings / libations, right? And for your peace offering, shalamim, for the shalamim. And in verse 40, to seal up, it says, And Moses told the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe, right? And then this is also the word for the fire key offering, chapter 30, just the first verse in this section here, from Numbers chapter 29, verse 35, to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. And Moshe spake to the Roshe, right, the Rasis, right, the Rashim, the Rosh, Rosh in the Hebrews, head, Roshe, like the heads, to say like the chiefs, the head, the rosses of the tribes concerning the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, saying, this is the thing, this is the thing, the thing that Yahweh, that Jehovah hath commanded. And we seal that up right there, that section, that portion right there. So concerning this eighth day, just an overview for the eighth day assembly, right, the Shemini Atzeret, or simply as the eighth day, the eighth of assembly of the Atzeret. Now, the ancient sages, the Hebraic Judaic sages, they interpreted this, the Targum here, right, for this is to mean that Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the Almighty Abba Father, he asked all who had made the pilgrimage during the three times, the Shalosh Regalim, all who had tried it, who had made the pilgrimage for Sukkot, for tabernacles, for Chag HaSukkot, to tarry. In the Hebrew, we have the Atzeret, right? The Atzeret. This comes from the Hebrew root word, right? Atzara, Atzara. That means to hold back. Atzeret. So the Shemini, the eighth, Shemini, eighth, Atzeret. Eighth day assembly, but the root, the Hebrew root of Atzeret is Atzara. Atzara is to hold back with him one additional day. So there's great emphasis here since tabernacles is basically 7 days, but then there's the eighth day, right? And this is the eighth day here as per the season, the Shemini Atzeret. And the Atzeret comes from the Hebrew root, Atzara. So the interpretation is that Elohim, that God the Father, and our God Father asked all who had made the tribe for tabernacles in gathering here at the end of the year to tarry after the 7 days, after the Hoshana Rabbah. One more day. You know, like when you have a guest and you say, you know, you're about to go, you know, just say one more. Can you just say one more day? So this is what the idea, right, the inner iritical idea of the Shemini Atzeret, right, to Atzara. Right, hold back, you know, before you tried, before ones and ones, you know, we tried it in the template, in the type, we tried it to Yerushalayim, we tried it to the place, to the space, right, where he has set the Hashem, right, namely to the tabernacle or to the temple, to where the ark, right, symbolic of the throne, this is what we say, rally round the ark within the tabernacle sense, or the throne in the fuller sense. In addition, in the temple times, the Hekal, we see the Hekal and Hekalo and his temple time, the temple times that effectively in the first type sealed up was 70 AD, right? Very important time for we, the once lost, now found, Beta Israel, right? To the four corners of the cross of this earthly plane, but especially for I and I here in this Western Gentile hemisphere, but in the temple times during the Shavuah, during the 7 days, Shavuah, the week, the strong of Sukkot, 70 bulls were said to have been sacrificed as the Musaf Korban, the Musaf, the additional, we could say, offerings on the Mizbeach, on the altar, the public altar, for the 70 nations of the Aret, of the earthly plane. But on Shemini Atzeret, check this, only one bull was sacrificed for Yasharala, for Yisrael alone. Check, just putting this together, the significance, the reason from low degrees to high degrees, some of the basics right here. And would like also for I and I to reason from the Brit HaYashana, from what's called the Old Covenant, Old Testament, into the fulfillment of it, right, in the Brit Hadasha. What is the meaning, right, of these sacrifices, you know, these offerings? And Also, why do we just offer the calves, right, of our lips, not the actual calves, of the cows and the goats and the rams, you know? But what is the significance, right? For example, as we mentioned in the Temple Times, up to 70 AD during the Shavuot of Sukkot of Tabernacles, 70 bulls were sacrificed as additional offerings of the Musaf or Korban on the Mizbeah, right? And this is for the 70 nations of the earth. Remember, 72 nations bent the knee, acknowledged Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, upon the throne of great King David, right? Even Zeya, with Ethiopia, this man was born Zeya. But then on the Shemini Atzeret, right, on that additional day, the eighth day, I assembly, only one, there can only be one, only one bull was sacrificed. And this is for Yasharala alone. So what is the meaning, right, of the bull and the bullock, right, from the physical, from the actual, we say, the offering, the actual sling, the actual, say, the dedus, you know, the five cycle to the metaphysical application concerning the offerings. In other words, what do the offerings truly symbolize in the higher type? Just vibes, and, you know, as we bring the vibes higher and higher, you know, what does it symbolize, you know? Yeah, let's just share this right here. We thought this was interesting, and we're going to go there. You know, because he called us out of where? Out of Mitzrayim, right? Out of Egypt, right? So the bull, the Egyptian name for bull is Ka, the Ka, right? This explains why it was chosen as a sacred anima, right? Its principal feature being the incarnation of Ptah. Now, sometimes we will emphasize where we talk about the door of the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed is known as Ptah from Fetah. Let me say the Fetah, and the Fetah Neges, right? The door of the tabernacle and certain kinds of doors, right, are known as the Ptah, right? And then we have Ptah, right? Also in the context from ancient Mitzrayim, remember Moshe, right? Rabbeinu Ayinai, master, was learning all the wisdom of the Egypts, right? The Mitzrayi, the Smaitawi, right? And he was mighty in word and deed. So the incarnation of the opener, right? The Ptah, that is the generating fire of all terrestrial beings, all beings, in other words, on the earthly plane, right? On the flat land, not the mountains. You see, the mountains are the extraterrestrial. You didn't know that? Oh, you think the extraterrestrial is out of space, because he taught you that, but you haven't been taught English. You don't understand what words mean. Extraterrestrial, right, is extra terra. Terra is earth. Extra earth is a mountain. Or, like in Mitzrayim, a mir, you know, the mir, you know, a pyramid, mir, right, a mir, a pyramid. It's an extra, you know, they stack up the bricks and on, you know, on the blocks, and it goes up. It's like a mountain, right? And the mountain is the extraterrestrial. So what should the star region be called? The celestial globe? Well, that's celestial, of course. Like the Bible say, even in translation, the celestial. But speaking of the bull, because we thought it was interesting, you know, we're not actually, and we're not called to actual, and we will not actually, you know, have to kill debtors anymore. This is the Hebrews, you know, for these things. But what was the reason, right, for it then, right? And why was this given to Yasharala, to Yisrael, right? And coming to the Brit Chadasha, right? How was it transformed from low degrees to high degrees? So first, coming out of Mitzrayim, we have the bull. The Egyptian name, the Kemetic or Kemetiu name for the bull is the Ka, explaining why it was chosen as a sacred anima or living creature. Its principal feature being an incarnation of Ptah, right, or Ptah, right, Fetah means to open, Ptah, the door. That is the generating fire of all terrestrial beings, all them on this earthly plane. The Ka is the vital power of nature, of the nature, right, of the nature, if you please. Natural, nature of air, the moving animator of all beings on earth, the animal force of a being is part of its lower ka. The ka has an active aspect and a passive aspect that is sometimes represented by the hemsut, the hemasawut or the hemsut. Just a little more right here. We'll build on this a little bit, but here, from low degrees to high degrees, the bull is the animal type for generating force. The force of passion, material force, and passive force. One understands, understands, and hopefully comes to the overstanding of its active aspect, right, through, for example, an ancient Mitzrayi, the bull Apis, and its passive aspect through the bullock Apis. So what's the difference between a bull and a bullock? Like, do you know the difference between a cow and a bull? Well, a cow is properly often the feminine, and the bull properly often is the masculine. Now, I point to this right here. This is just a little excerpt from Herr Bach. Right, Herr Bach. This is the Egyptian initiate. It's basically chickpea. Let's call it chickpea, right? Or Herr Bach, or Horus, right? Eagle, you know, like the eagle, connected with the eagle. But here we're just zooming in on the typology, right? Just want to bring out something within the typology here that should become very evident. So we're going to go to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, right? So Herr Bach actually is like the face of Horus, or the falcon, right? They say like the high flying bird, right? Herr Bach, right there. And remember the Har, the thing about the word sound association, the Har. Har is a mountain. Remember, the mountains are the extraterrestrial, properly looking at English in the proper sense, not as ones have been miseducated, right? All of us have, right? That's why I said study to shew I and I selves approve. So here, from low degrees to high degrees here, let's go to the bullock, right? Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Because I know ones might ask, well, why these offerings, you know? Why those offerings and such things, right? So the bullock right here, right, let's go to the bullock right here. Give me one moment right here just to bring this up. All right, so the bullock is connected now. Oh, the bullock. Sometimes the bullock, you know, how it's defined or how it's supposed to be defined, we have the young, right? We have the young one, like I said, the passive. And the active force, the passive and the active. Sometimes the offering is a bull. Like, say, for example, according to HaTorah, right, for the covenanted Israelites from Sinai and forward, when a chief man, like a Rosh, a Nisi, you know, a head man, a chief man, we say a big man, when he ucked up, right, it was required of him, you know, to bring, say, a bull. You know, he had to bring according to his station. So even there, we get to see a connection between the symbology, right, of the offerings and the particular offerer. So the bullock and the connection of the Ola in the Hebrew, Yemikat El Meswa'it. Mikat El Meswa'it from the Royal Amharic, Yemikat El, that which is burnt, Meswa'it, the offering. The Ola is a... The burnt offering is also a Holocaust offering. It was completely to be consumed, right? In some cases, some part of it could be given to the priest, and a part of it could be offered symbolically, and the priest could kind of feast on that there. You know what I mean? Because that was a part of their service right there. But a portion would be burnt. But when we have a burnt offering, a Holocaust offering, that means it's completely burnt. You know, it's completely consumed. So metaphysically speaking, the bullock, right, and therefore, like, by analogy of type, the bull, it represents the animal life of the organism. The wood in the offering, even on the Mizbeah. What does it represent? It represents the corporeal substance, right? The corporeal substance. We have the example in 1 Kings 18:33, right, where water is poured, right? We have Eliyahu, Elijah, right? The pouring the water upon these represents denial. But recall, there's also the drink offering. And it says that even this also was from time to time offered on the Mizbeah. So the pouring the water upon these, it represents, according to the Hebrew science, denial. And it was yay, yay, affirmation, affirmation. Nay, nay, denial, denial. No, no. So here we have the pouring of the water upon these representing denial of the sense appearance in order that the real character may be uncovered. This is pointing to the relation in 1 Kings chapter 18:33. Now in the regeneration, generate, even this book coming forward here as we fulfill this season, the first part of the Simchat Torah for new light, for symbolically for the diaspora, the ninth day, looking forward to Simchat Torah. We're getting into Genesis, starting again, the Rosh Safar Yeshiva, the Shemesta. So I'm linking here Genesis and generation, right, with genos, the sense of being born, right, birth, regeneration, rebirth, regeneration. In the regeneration, all the animal forces and their manifestations on the natural plane, the nature of L plane of reality, must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. Let's point this out right here. This is what happens when something is burnt, especially when something is completely burnt. You're taking it from, according to science, from one state of being. You know the whole thing about solid, liquid, and gas? You have a solid, right? I mean, take ice, for example. Ice is a solid, right? You add heat to it, right? It becomes a liquid, right? You keep adding more fire to it, right? It becomes a gas. Same thing with something that's burnt. It transfers the smoke of the offering, sweet savor. But what's happening? A transmutation, a change is being affected. Even we can say a scientific process is being affected. What's interesting is we study how Torah and even other ancient, you could say, spiritualities and systems, the ancient people, they understood this, right? They understood these things. So there was those aspects when we're looking at these things that because we don't understand it, we think, oh, they just kill an animal, boom, 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 boom. But we're missing something. Right? This is what we're missing, that in the regeneration, all of the animal forces and their manifestations in the nature of L plane or the natural plane must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. Right? The vibes, the vibrational frequency, right? Has to be increased. And the fire being that key for increasing the vibrational frequency. Just like the ice that becomes water, that becomes a gas. Check. This is the inner meaning of the ceremonial offering of the Bnei Yisrael. Once again, this is, what is the inner meaning? The regeneration. In the regeneration, all of the animal forces and their manifestations on the natural plane must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness or change from one state of matter to another state. The burnt offering that we have in 1 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, what does it signify? What is the sign, the meaning of the sign and symbol? It signifies a transmutation process. The central propensities go through the refiner's fire. The central propensities going through the refiner's fire, like when you're testing metal, when metals are tested, you know what I mean? Metals are put into the fire. This is why certain elements are called noble, right? Because it keeps its integrity, so to speak, right? Through which action the outer consciousness, the outer man, the outer consciousness, the outer knowing, Todah, right, the outer conscience is lifted into the refinement or the purification that we can say is the purity and the life and the liberty of spirit. So taking a physical thing, right, or even a living creature in the symbolism of the offerings, right, and burning it, not for food. Remember, the burnt offerings was not, there was no part of it that was to be, it was to be completely burnt. So this was an example of a complete transmutation process, right, a complete transmutation process. It's like an object lesson. It's like writ large, right, through this action, the outer consciousness, right, that outer manifest is lifted, right, into another refinement, into another, what do you say, another level of manifestation from the natural, literally to the spiritual. Yeah, there's some ashes left behind, but that does not constitute the full being of what, you know, was offered and what was burnt completely, right, as a burnt offering. Shlomo, Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, he presented, quote, the Olot, right, the burnt offerings, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Now, these burnt offerings to Yahuwah, what do they denote? Take note. They denote a conscious giving up, right, of the sense life, the outer senses. When we talk about sense, you know, we have like our five or so senses, right? But what about the inner senses, right? So the conscious giving up of the sense life that the spiritual may be gained. So the prayer, the tefillah, the prayer for the things of spirit, and a willingness, make our wills obedient to good influence, the high lehem's influence, and the willingness to give up all thoughts of carnality. I do not want no carnal mind. The Ayabingi elders, the Rastafari chant, the youths, the babes need to understand these things. Carnality, we say we didn't want no carnal mind. And then to hatafaya bun, right? What was the spiritual intent of that? We can see it here as we study HaTorah, right? The willingness to give up all thoughts, the principles, the pattern, all thoughts of carnality, of the carnal mind, transmute or simply to burn it, right? Burn up the beast of the body, right? So the beast, the actual beast, the actual animals as symbols, as types, right? But what's the inner message, right? From the Brit Hayashana to the Brit Chadasha, to burn up the beast of the body. In other words, the refinement, right, of man. First Kings chapter 3, verse 4, right here. Just to zoom in on this right here, as we was considering that in the temple times on this Shemini Atzeret, right, during the Shabuah, the week of Sukkot, 70 bulls were sacrificed as the additional Musaf Korban on the Mizbeach, the altar. And this was said to be for the 70 nations of the earth, for the 70 Goye Haaretz. But it was on the Shemini Atzeret that only one, how many? Only one can only be one. Only one bull was sacrificed. And this here, this eighth day assembly, is for Yasharallah, for the Beta Israel, for Kol, all Yisrael, all alone, all one. You may compare it to a king here from the Bamidbar Rabbah 21 and Sukkah 55b. You may compare it to a king who had a festival, a feast, a festival for 7 days, and invited all the nations of the world to the 7 days of feasting. When the 7 days were over, the guests had gone. Remember, it's for 7 days. Sukkot is for 7 days. But when we study, we recognize, some say, isn't it 8 days? No, it's 7 days. But there is the Shemini Atzeret. This is why the comparison right here, comparing it to a Melech, a Negus, even to Negus and Neges, the King of Kings, who had a feast, a festival for 7 days, and invited all the nations, nationalities of the world, white, black, otherwise non-partial, to the 7 days of feasting. When the 7 days were over and done, the guests had gone. He said to his friend, the friend here symbolizes Yisrael, Yasharala, Yisrael. He said to his friend, Yisrael, he says to Yisrael, let us now have a small meal together, just you and I, just I and I. Yes, I, Rastafari. Therefore, we continue here even for, you know, as we say, even for this eighth day assembly, Shemini Atzeret, we continue to
do. Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
And here, let's just ride out right here. This is the second day of the Shavuah. Here, Monday, Moed. The Monday. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on. This is about Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet. Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayyoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, ve'ir Adonai tsebaot ve'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach har tzion, tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yes, yes, yes. One more day, one more day. Yes, I, the Shemini Atzeret, to hear the evening psalm appointed as chanted in the temple of Yerushalayim up to 70 A.D. Hear the royal Amharic. Let's hear that in the Amharic. Psalm 48, the evening
Rastafari.
Psalm.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. Son of a person and cause. You have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
መዝሙር 47 በቅንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ኢዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflasia.
The whole place is due for help.
Ninja God and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He didn't know like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Let's get right to the feast right here. You're here for this eighth day, Shemini Atzeret. Gonna ride up the Aliyot from the Trinity of Readings, from the Torah, from the Prophets, from the Brit Chadasha, from the Torah. We're going to ride up Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 to Deuteronomy 16, 17, Fire Key, Numbers chapter 29, verse 35, chapter 30, verse 1. The Prophets reading, the Haftarah, First Kings chapter 8, focus verses 54 to 66. And the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant reading, Matthew chapter 17, focus verses 1 to 9, and Mark chapter 12, focus verses 28 to 33. Micaiah and I begin.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went through all the different nations and became the dispersed of the diaspora. And the coming together now, it's very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. For as the Old Testament said, with those who are grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we do it.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and as forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Baby Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Beshem Ha'ab, Wahabain, Weruah, Hakadosh Yahuwah, Had, 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 Beshem Ha'ab, Wahabain, Weruah, Hakadosh Yahuwah, Had, 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 Had. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one He who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. For the Shemini Atzeret, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one he who be, we be. Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. Aser te aser et kol te buat zarekta hayotze ha sade shana. Shanna. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth shana, year by year. And thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before he who be we be thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, that thou mayest learn to reverence, that thou mayest learn to respect Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from the eye which Yahweh Eloheka, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, Sham, his name, there. When Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money in thine hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase, the same shana, the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, may bless thee, in all the work of thine hand, which thou doest. Hebrew book of Moshe, fifth book, Deuteronomy, chapter 15, the sabbatic year, the sabbatical year. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the man of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's, he who be who he be, Yahweh's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again. But that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release, save except when there shall be no poor among you. For the Yahweh shall greatly bless thee, in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken to the voice of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, thy Elohim, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Yahweh thy Elohim blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, many goyim, but they shall not reign over thee. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thine hand wide to him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Because, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked, thy ratchet heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught. And he cried to the Yahweh against thee, aye, and it be sin, chatiat, akri, forfeiture, lack to the eye. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest to him, because that for this thing the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, aye, in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thine hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, aye, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide to thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold to the eye and serve the eye 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from the eye. And when thou sendest him out free from the eye, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress of that wherewith the Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed the eye. Thou shalt give to him, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, and the Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed thee, I. Therefore, I command thee, I, this thing today. The perpetual servant, verse 16. And it shall be, if he say to thee, I will not go away from thee, I, because he loveth thee, I, and thine house, because he is well with thee, I. Then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also to thy maid servant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard to the eye when thou sendest him away free from the eye, for he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And the Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee, I, in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it, lifnei Yahweh Elohekem, shana shana, year by year, in the place which the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall take it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. 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 Fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16. The Passover, Pesach. Observe the month of Abib, Abib, and keep the Pesach, Fasica, to Exiavihar, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, the Yahweh Eloheka brought thee forth out of Mitzrayim by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Pesach, the Fasica, to Exiavir, the sustainer, the good father, he who be, we be, thy Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose to place Shemo, his name, Sham, Deya. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, in haste.
that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover, Pesach, Fasica within any of thy gates which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee I, but at the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place Shemo his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Pesach, Fasica, the Passover, at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt do no work therein. The feast of weeks, Shavuot, verse 9. 7 weeks shalt thou number to thee, I. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks to the Yahweh thy Elohim with a tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give to the Yahweh thy Elohim according as Yahweh Eloheka hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice, listen, Yahweh Eloheka, before he who he be his divine majesty, thy Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which Yahweh Eloheka hath chosen to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, Mitzrayim, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. The Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, verse 13. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the Slicker. And thou shalt rejoice. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast to Yahweh Eloheka in the Makom, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh Eloheka shall bless thee, I, in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. The gifts of the males, verse 16. Three times in Ashana shall all thy males appear, Lifnei Yahweh Eloheka, before he who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, in the Makom, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be, empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the baraka, the blessing of Yahweh Eloheka, he who he be, his divine majesty, thy Elohim, which he hath given thee. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dimsu, kubur l'haylu. Kabur le Abinu le Melkeinu le Kadamawi Chayla Selase le Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Glory be to the word, to the sound, to the power. Glory, glory, glory be to I and thy Father, I and thy King, the first power of the Trinity.
de Jesus Christus, de Getachinsen. Amen. 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 Amen.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them rejoice.
Let them rejoice.
Let them rejoice.
Let them rejoice.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions. When I need it, I need it.
Remember the new and living way, but hear the word sound offering, Calves, Line, and Lips, word, sound, power.
On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly, a solemn assembly, a solemn. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn. Shall have a solemn assembly. On the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. On the eighth day, on the eighth day, ye shall have a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. One bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat for a sin offering, beside a continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your free will offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your meat offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded.
All that
Moses,
the Lord commanded.
All that
Moses,
the Lord commanded. Chapter 30. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded.
The Lord hath commanded. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
As incense.
As incense.
As incense.
As incense.
Keep us the teachings of His Majesty, for we know one, no devil, philosophy, feel it in the one drop.
Wise, lush, perfect, blessed, Moriah, Moriah.
And right here, 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 the prayer here from the true church and the professing church, the church of He Who Has the Key of Great King David, the church of Philadelphia, the church of Brotherly Love. Here we have from the Kadase and the pre-Kadase, the prayer of oblation. The oblation covers that word right there is for like the offering, the various different kinds of offering. Here the true church and the professing church, church of He Who Has the Key, the Great King David. Here from the Tewahedo, Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, like to share this right here, the prayer of oblation, reminding to give the donations, the types of donations. But here, Shema Yisrael.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christus, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithe, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that He accept their ready mind, that He grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters, and ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with Him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion, both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Keep us in teaching of His Majesty, for we no one.
Find your peace out in the provable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day,
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School. Studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Owyhedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah bedibreihim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzedek. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book, 1 Kings, chapter 8, verses 54 to verse 66. Besama'am wa walema fasakadus ahadum lach. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication to Yahweh Uruku, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be Yahweh, Baruch atah Yahweh, that have given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moshe, his servant. Yahweh our Elohim, Baruchu, be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. Let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before Yahweh, be near to Yahweh Elohimu day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that Yahweh is Elohim Buruku, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And the king and all Yisrael with him offered sacrifices before Yahweh, Lifnei Yahweh, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to Yahweh 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Yisrael, the Bani Yisrael, dedicated the house of Yahweh, Luku. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court, that was before the house of Yahweh. For there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings in the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before Yahweh was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings in the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Yisrael with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamat to the river of Egypt, before Yahweh Elohim, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to the tent joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that Yahweh Buruku had done for David his servant and for Yisrael his people. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. King of kings, the Ethiopian, the Wusna guest. Sumi Igizi Abihir, the elect of himself. System Tachim and the Hanatachim Yeshua. Hamoshia. Amen. Amen.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glad!
Rastafari.
For the first time.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Here on the Shemini Atzeret, so we have the New Covenant reading right here, the blessing before the reading. Sama, sama.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot shel habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai notain habarit ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, Giver of the New Covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Mark chapter 12, focus verses readings 28 through 34. The Great Commandments. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, one Elohim, and there is none other but he, and to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that, he answered discreetly. He said to him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of Elohim, of God. And no man after that durst ask him any question. And that fulfills the focus verses reading for Mark 28-34. Besema'ab wewelit wemenfes kedus ahadu amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the one source. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Yeshua, Jesus, taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, Adonai, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud that said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man till the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Yeshua answered and said to them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done to him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos. The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true,
them
will never lose.
A shocking Marian dance
this one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know.
Israel,
you want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel,
call them out, call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table needs to turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, sir. All my
rise and stand again.
You what the man say? How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invade, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. Up in West Africa, oh, for so long we were there in exile among the children of
Israel.
You want the man to say?
Calling on my people. Israel,
call them up.
Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turned.
I and I are saying,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Shocking Murray right there. Humble Yisrael, humble Israel. Hallelujah. The Hebrews is the Hebrews. So here, here, here. Shemini Atzeret, that extra day. I and I, Father, Abinu Melkeinu, all nations gather, and then one more day for Yisrael, Beit Israel. Here, Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, that fulfillment here. One might say it's the end, but there is no end. So Israel, Israel, stay in the vibes. Israel, Israel, Israel vibration. Here, there is no end. Yes, sir.
We got to go. Simon's prison and sister's captivity. On the rock.
Ow, ow, ow. I in captivity. Coming out, coming out. On the rock. Israel vibration. Israel vibration right there. There is no end, even though here. Technically, Hebraically speaking, the Shemini Atzeret, moving forward, new light, the Simchat Torah, especially for I and I in the diaspora. But here, we have a psalm, we have a psalm, and the line of this psalm right here, this time, this season here, the Gregorian 2022 year, we have Psalm 15. Let's give ear here, here.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved,
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 shall never.
Yes, yes, yes. So look with Dubwise right here, 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 Psalm 15. Who shall abide? Yes, yes, yes. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle, the Feast of Tabernacles? So here on the Shemini Atzeret, on the seal up, we have Psalm 15, Dubwise. Right here, here, here. Lift up your conscience.
מזמור ט"ו, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, מי יגור באהליך? מי ישכון בהר קודשך? הולך תמים ופועל צדק, ודובר אמת בלבבו. לא רגל על לשונו, לא עשה לרעהו רעה, וחרפה לא נשא על קרובו. לבזה בעיניו נמאס, ואת יראה אדוני יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר. כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Over and over.
They endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And if you lose your soul, there's nothing to gain, it will be over.
That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Elohecha giveth thee on. Tzedek, tzedek atirdofa, lima'ana tichyeh, v'yarashta etta ha'aretza asher Yahuwah Elohecha notena lak, 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 lak.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God,
Shalom and shalom to the Chaverim Talmudim. Yes, my brother. Very interesting. Yes, Psalm 15 here in the season, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Israelites of Ethiopia. So here we see the sequence line up in today's daily psalm, according to Roeh. Roeh, R-O-E-H, Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, is lining up. You know how it's lining up in this season with the 8th day assembly. And, you know, Husha, what's it called? It's called Elohim's guest. You know, Elohim's guest, Hylahim's guest, His Majesty's guest. You know, God's guest in the plain KJV English. You know, Western Gentile conception, God's guest. Yeah. Or God's gentleman, Hylahim's gentleman. Yeah. Just duly noted, duly noted, duly noted, my brother. Definitely duly noted. But a reason, you know, seek a reason and bring out a reason, and, you know, to this. We're going to zoom in on this as well. you know, I'm going to zoom in on this particular point as well. And also to share, you know, in the most recent post about Rasta and Buddha, the whole Buddha connection and that reason that we had with Rasta Seymour, duly elected chaplain Ethiopian Law Federation Incorporated, but Just Vibes, and that was also part of Just Vibes, and I don't think you put the hashtag there, got to hashtag that one, but that's just another Just Vibes and getting up the vibration. So yeah, the reason for the season, appearing here on the air to get the things and things together, and just giving thanks to the fellow co-laborers, I, and to the Most High. Yes, I. No matter how shall I say, only I. Yeshua, I. Hamashia, I. So here. So in the season we have the Eighth Vav, Alpha, Hebraically, Alpha Numerically. We have Psalm 15, Psalm XD, and we have the reason for the season here in the 2022 year, according to the Gregorian, here in the 2022 year. We have the alignment of eighth day, the Shemini Atzeret, the alignment here with Psalm 15, Hailahim, the Almighty Power's guest. Next to XXIII, Psalm 23, this is the most popular chapter. Psalm 15 is said next to 23rd Psalm. The 15th Psalm is one of the most popular of the Psalms for the Psalms. It's commonly known as Hailahim's gentleman, Kubur Kuburan, my honored one. And it's descriptive of the Hebraic, right, the Ethiopian ideal of human, right, of human character. The poetic question conveys the notion that we, today, I and I, should briefly designate a kind of an ideal, right, the ideal, or some might say idealism, but the, you know, the isms give them the ideal, right, the ideal of life and liberty, that holiness, or kedusha, kedisina, bamarinya, language of king, set apartness, and the image, the word picture, the metaphor, the word sound of the mountain of Yahweh, of Yahweh, PZBVB of the Almighty, imply man, I and I as man, I and I elevation, just lies in the vibration. From the fall is the lower vibration and getting to the heights, the elevation above the low places, right? The low places of life and liberty, not just the physical. So this is not just the physical, the two truths, right? There's the physical, the five cycles, the metaphysical, the earthly, the heavenly. There is the outer and the inner, the upward soaring of the soul, right, the soul of the psyche, from the vulgar and the commonplace to the nobility that refines the royal order, and the purity of moral, or as the teaching of Gurmali Nukusa Nagesh teaches I and I, the teaching of His Majesty, genuine morality. Because moral, when you say moral is a dubious, even the King of Kings brings that forward through the translators into English for I and I, genuine, authentic, genuine morality, genuine, the purity of genuine moral views, how we see it, right? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and the conduct, the tribe, how we walk it out, how we manifest it, mind, right? Manifestation, the qualifications for entry into the divine presence. No spookism here, the divine, right? The divine face, the divine perception, seeing things not from just I and I personally, right? But from the higher, we say the higher person, the higher perspective, are purely ethical, right? Ethical. So we're going to define these terms, and within the compass, the cipher, the compass of all human beings. Now note, we had the Hakafot on the seventh day. We come to the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day Atzeret. So whether in this season here, the 2022 year, or in another year where the wheel would bring it to a different song, right, alignment, this song here, the message, it has Yahuwah, me, Yagur, Be'ah, Holeka, Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? That's it, English, but that tabernacle is to say thy tent. Me, Yishkon, who will Yishkon, Shakan, the Shekinah, right, the Shekinah, bring out that presence of the soul, right, she, of Yahuwah, Chokmah, Chokmato, his wisdom, Chokmah, our mother, wisdom is justified, she's justified by all of her children, thus we have the male and the female, right, the masculine, the feminine, polarity, so to speak, right, of the oneness, and Hailahim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and male and female, what? Male and female. So bringing out that fulfillment, that sense here, so we have the psalm here, right, and the compass and the altar going around, the Hakafot, the seventh day, here we bring it here in the season to the eighth day. So we see a very special alignment in this 2022 year, right, this 2022 year, right here. Now the ancient Talmud, the Timheret, Tenherit and Amhar teaching, the Talmud, are operative word in teaching. Ancient teaching remarks that the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch, of the five volumes, the five books of Moshe, or the Pentateuch, also referred to as the Torah, the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch are summarized. The key we have here about today's daily psalm is the summary of the 613 and the connection of the 613, right, with that name, right, even the Hashem, right, even in the Revelation, Kamawi, Haile Selassie, right, the 613 commandments, right, the mathematics, the science of the name, right. So the 613 commandments are the five volumes of Torah, HaTorah, the Orit, Ethiopically, the Orit equals Torah, are summarized in this Mizmor, right, in this Mizmor, right here. Meaning, right, the moral here is that the genuine morality, the genuine moral purpose is here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, it's Etvav, Etvav, it's crystallized, right, it's crystallized right here. So that first verse, if you zoom in here, reason for the season, even the Shemini Atzeret in particular, right, Eisei Assembly, as we're testifying here and witnessing here, right, in this 2022 year, and Mizmor LeDavid, Yahuwah, Mi Yagor Be'Acholeka, Mi Yishkona Behar Arsheka, Yahuwah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle, thy tent? Who shall dwell in Behar, in the har, right, in the mount, Kadesheka, in the mount set apart in thy holy mount. So tent, Be'Acholeka, Ahol, right? Sometimes pronounced as Ohel, but here pointed as Be'Ahol, Aholeka, in thy tent, that Ohel. Although the parallel here, thy holy mountain, it suggests the temporary sanctuary, Be'Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, before the construction of the Hekal, the palace, or the temple. It is preferable to understand it comes to the understanding that both of these terms metaphorically, right, according to the figure of speech, not just the letter, right, of the law, but the spirit, the figure of speech, metaphorically, the worshipper, right, did not sojourn. This is the key here, that even in its ancient context, the worshipper did not sojourn, right, did not yagur, and did not yishkon, right, dwell, yishkon, shakan, shakina, speaking of she and the shakan yah, yah, he who be shakan, he dwelling, right, but the worshipper, right? Not the worship, the object of worship. Interesting, bringing out Amlak. When we go get to the root, etymologically, of Amlak, into the goodness, right? It has also a sense of one who's worthy, of that which is worthy of worship, right? And then we have the worshiper, right? Who did not sojourn or dwell in the Kodesh, in the Mikdash, right? In the Kedush Sifra. Did not dwell physically in that holy place, right? But metaphysically, spiritually, according to the figure, right, according to the figure, is in the set apart place. So the meaning is, who is qualified to have access to paneka, right, to your presence, your face, your perspective, right, your POV, your point of view. But we see things where we see things. But then when we learn to see things from even another perspective, or a higher perspective, right, or the divine, the Hylahim perspective, you know, the God perspective, we can say, the divine. For example, if we all are, like, in the city, in this tall building around, right, and we're walking on the blocks, right, we can't really see anything beyond the building. The buildings obstruct our view, but then if we go up, right, when we go up and see one of the buildings, we go up to the roof, and we go up to the roof of the tallest building, then we can see the horizon, the horizon, right, so our perspective. So the meaning here is, who is qualified to have access to thy presence, right, or literally to thy face, but figuratively to thy perspective, to thy point of view, and to enjoy the season, the reason for the season, Chag Sukkot, right, the Zeman Simchatenu, the season of I and I joy, you know, season of, you know, Yedestachin, right, Zemin, Malet, Yedestachin, Bamarin, Yedestah, Destah, joy, and it's called Yedat, Zat, Hut, Baal, feast, right, of hut, of tabernacles, which enjoy communion, common union, Mawahad, Mawahad, Wahidu, right, Achodut, right, Achodut, right, or Achodot, right, that oneness, Achad, and the Yachad factor. Achad, he will be, Yahuwah Achad, and behold how good and pleasant is for brothers, Gam, Yachad, as one, right, that oneness, communion, common union with thee, right, thus to say, I am, Anahu, I be he, I and I be he, I be he. I and I, oneness, that oneness factor. Then, the fulfillment of this little Batalawa song, right, Katan, Aval, you know, Gadol, you know, this small, tinnishkin, silik psalm right here in the verses that follow, the four verses. I know that's the opening question. And then there's four verses, five verses in total in this music more of Dawid. And this psalm, this chant, this intonation, this Isaac of Dawid. Dawid, Malek, to me, the well-beloved. All right? This is the way of the well-beloved. Right? Could you be loved with Zohar Direct? This is the way. You have the four verses bring out the qualifications. That's why it is said that we have a summary, right? A summary of the whole of HaTorah, right? Or directly, mathematically, the 613 mitzvot, commandments right here in this one psalm, right? Opening question, right? Opening question, Mizmor LeDawid, Yahuwah, Mi Yagor Be'aholeka, Mi Yishkon Behar Kadisheka, who shall sojourn, or he be in thy tent? Who shall dwell upon Behar Kadisheka? Now notice it's Behar, and a har, a mountain. Take note. Is a mountain a low place? No, a mountain is a high place. Remember the perspective. You can't see the horizon if you're surrounded by tall buildings, for example, in the city. But if you get to a tall building or the tallest, you can see that perspective. Right? And that changes your perspective, your view. If you've never been to the top of a tall building in a city and see the horizon, it's a beautiful contrast. You know, and because we actually have experience, this is what His Majesty Sheikh Karmali Nagusin against, that the youth, you know, and in our youth, you know, we lack that wisdom, that chokmah, right? Remember the chokmah, the mother factor, right? Wisdom, the sheep. We lack that, right? We lack that until we gain the experience, right? That's why we have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, or overstanding. Knowledge. We may have the da'at, but we lack the chokmah. We have the knowledge, but we lack the know-how. That's what wisdom brings out, the know-how, that skill, that know-how, that brings us to the standing, right? That basis, that understanding, right? What are we standing upon? The ground of our standing, the understanding, inner standing, right? And then to the fullness of the process, to the process, Trinity, to that over, right? That overstanding. So these four verses, let's zoom in on these four verses right here, in today's daily psalm, these four verses, the qualifications, who, right, shall sojourn, me, Yagor, right, who, me, Yishkon, who, he who, right, walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, he who speaketh truth, right, reality in his heart, in his mind, that hath no slander up on his tongue, nor doeth evil, rara, hurt, ill to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. He who in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he who honoreth them that reverence, that respect, Yahuwah, he who sweareth, yea, amen, amen, to his own hurt. Now, here's something interesting. His own hurt in the Hebrew, lit ha-ra'a, ra'a, the thing, ra'a, ra'a, ra'a. Not just evil, but also hurt or ill or unkind or bad, right? One who makes their word, right, and sticks to their word, even if it so-called hurts them on a level, right? He sweareth his own hurt and changeth not. He who, right, putteth not out his money on interest, right, does not charge interest to his brethren or to Beit Yisrael or the family or to the righteous, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He who, right, doeth these things, will not be moved for either, will never, le'olam, forever, also has a sense of never, right, will never, ever, never, ever be moved, will be qualified to be that guest of Hailahim, right, benefiting from the guidance, the protection, right, and successfully, right, withstanding, overcoming the attacks of Harasha and the Risha'im, of the wicked, of the rags, of the defiant ones, overcoming. Yes, I. So here, today's daily psalm, here, reason for the season, Mizmor Tetzavav, Hailahim's guest. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
Brothers and sisters, listen to live stream, the audible on the live stream is not really that clear. I don't know if the technical we'll see as we just share right here, the English and Amharic right here. But just seeing the correspondence, hopefully one's got to hear that one well. We're just noting how today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew Psalm 15, has a theme of tabernacles and dwelling and abiding, as well as it's a summary of the 613. So here. Yes, I. Let's ride up. Aho.
Pull up!
Urho, urho, shel Elohim. Elohim's guests, ish, kavod, Elohim. Elohim's honorable man, kavod, ish, kavod, Elohim. Jah's guest.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Mazmur Asrarat, Bekenef Atranis. Yedawi Mazmur. Avitu Vedunquan Hustman Yadran. በተቀደሰውም ተራራ ማን ይኖራል? በቅንነት የሚሄድ ጽድቅንም የሚያደርግ በልቡም እውነትን የሚናገር ባንደበቱ የማይሸነግል በባልንጀራውም ላይ ክፋትን የማያደርግ ዘመዶቹንም የማይሰድብ ኃጢአተኛ በፊቱ የተናቀ እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈሩትን የሚያከብር ለባልንጀራው የሚምል የማይከዳ ገንዘቡን ባራጣ የማያበድር በንጹሁ ላይ መማለጃን የማይቀበል እንዲህ የሚያደርግ ለዘላለም አይታወቅ።
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved. Shall never be moved.
Just like a tree, like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Yes, I. So here we're looking at the Hebrew and the Amharic right here, the HSV Haile Selassie version, the King of Kings Bible, the Psalms, as well as the groundation here in the Sefer Tehillim. We call this also Jah's gentleman. Jah's guest, Ish Kabod Elohim, the honorable man of Hailehem.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Habarim. Brothers and sisters,
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 brothers and sisters.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Habarim. Brothers and sisters, Psalm XV, Psalm 15. God's guest. Elohim's guest, Hashem's guest, Jah's guest. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 15. Next to the XXIII, next to Psalm 23, this, Psalm 15, is the most popular chapter of the Psalter. It is commonly known as God's gentleman, Jah's gentleman, and is descriptive of the Hebraic ideal of human character. I think we should repeat that again. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 15. It's known as Jah's guest, God's guest. And next to the 23rd Psalm, this Psalm, Psalm 15, is the most popular chapter of the Psalter. It is commonly known as God's gentleman, Jah's gentleman. And Psalm 15, therefore, is descriptive. Psalm 15 is descriptive of the Hebraic ideal of human character. The poetic questions convey the notions which we today should briefly designate the idealism of life, holiness, idleness, and the image of the, quote, mountain of the Lord, the mountain of Jah, imply man's elevation above the low places of life, the upward soaring of the soul from the vulgar and the commonplace to the nobility and purity of moral views and conduct. As His Awesome Majesty says, genuine morality. The qualifications for entry into the divine presence, the divine face, the divine presence, are purely ethical. The qualifications for entry into the divine, the divine presence, are purely ethical. And, therefore, within the compass of all human beings. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, the Timharit, remarked that the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch, of HaTorah, are summarized in this psalm, meaning that their moral purpose is here, crystallized. So the ancient teaching, it remarks that the 613 commandments, the laws, the statutes, the ordinances of the Pentateuch, of the five books of Moshe, of HaTorah, are summarized in this psalm, today's daily psalm in Psalm 15, meaning that their moral purpose, the moral purpose is here, crystallized. So we have Jah's guess, Hashem's guess, Psalm 15. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Now, brothers and sisters, we'll be reading from the Tehillim, but also seeking to compare and just contrast. It's just five verses. The psalm has only five verses. The psalm is quintessentially, as we'll say, Tinishkin Talakna, or Likul Batalawa. It's a small psalm, but much is contained in brief. Much is contained in brief. So we have Psalm 15, a psalm of David. Lord, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell upon thy holy mountain? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart, that hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honoreth them that fear the Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15. Mizmure David. Abetu bedin kwanih wist man yadral betekres wum tararah man yinoral bekeninet yemihed sidk nim yemiyadarik belubu eunetin yeminagar be andebetu yemaya shenegr be balinjarau lai kafatin yemayadarik Zeme dochu nim yemaya sedib. Chat yatenya befitu yetenak. Ekazi Abherinim, Yemi Farutin, Yemi Yakabur, Le Balinjarawa Yemimil, Yemai Kedam. Genazabun, Be Arata, Yemaya Bedir. Be Nisuhu Lai, Me Malajan, Yemaya Kabel. Indi, Yemi Ya Darig, Lizalem, Ai Tawak. Abetu, thy father, his father, O father of the house, Yahuwah, me, Gur, me, Yagur, who shall sojourn be Ahalika, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle, literally, Ahal, Ahalika, Ohelika, Be Ahalika. Pointed as Be Ahalika. Some say Ahal or the Ohel, the tent in Hebrew. Literally, tent. Translated as tabernacle. Although the parallel, thy holy mountain, that we have in the next verse or in the King James, thy holy hill, it suggests the temporary sanctuary, the temporary holy place in Jerusalem before the construction of the temple, before the construction of the Beit Mikdash. It is preferable to understand both these terms metaphorically, according to the sign language. The worshiper did not sojourn or dwell in the holy place. The meaning is, who is qualified to have access to thy presence? Who is qualified to have access to thy face and enjoy communion, common union with thee, with the I, Avetu, with the I, Yahuwah, me, Yagur, be Ohelika, me, Yishkon, Behar, Kadisheka, who shall dwell upon thy holy mountain, Bihar Kadeshika, on your holy Har, your holy hill, me, Yishkon, who will shakan, who will dwell? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Holek tamim u po el zerek we dober emet bil babo. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, u poel zedek, and speaketh truth in his heart, u dober emet bilbabo, walketh uprightly. The same word occurs in Jah's exhortation to Abraham. In Genesis, we find this in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Walk before me, and be thou the I wholehearted. Walk before I, and be the I wholehearted. Perfect, without moral blemish. Holek tamim, tamim. Holek tamim. U poel zerek. And worketh righteousness, tzedek, an all-embracing term for honest, straightforward dealing, that which is ethically right. Truth in his heart, speaketh truth in his heart, with dober emet bil babo. Truth in his heart. Emet bilbabo.
unlike those with a double heart. In Psalm 12, verse 3, it speaks of a double heart and a double heart, unlike them. Truth in the heart, inward sincerity. Inward sincerity is demanded. That hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, against his balingeraba marinya, his bread companion, against his neighbor. The Hebrew, lo ragal, lo ragal, al, lishono, that hath no slander upon his tongue. Lo ragal al lishono, that hath no slander, a vice, strongly denounced in Judaic, in Ionian Judaic teaching, in the line of the tribe of Judah teaching. Whoever speaks slander is as though he denied the fundamental principle. And the fundamental principle is the existence of Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, says of Him, I and He, slander, He has slander on His tongue, cannot dwell together in the world. Lo Asa, and does not do, Le-re-ehu ra'ah, nor doeth evil, ra'ah, to his re'ehu, to his re'ehu, to his fellow. Evil to his fellow is wrongs, wronging him in a transaction, wronging ones and ones in business, wronging your fellow, your neighbor, in transaction, nor doeth evil to his fellow. Lo asa le re'ehu ra'ah, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. We terfa, lo nasa al kerobo, al kerobo, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Seeks to discredit, taking up a reproach is seeking to discredit, seeking ones to lack confidence and faith in one, to cause one to have a low credit or trustworthiness or reliability. You understand? Discredit. Taking up a reproach is seeking to discredit him by spreading disinformation against him. All the details mentioned in the verse, this illustrates the practical application, the prac app. This is the app for that. The practical application of the golden rule, namely Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Subjective love coupled with objective hatred. This is the subjective love. Thou, the I, each of I and I, shall love I and I neighbor, the I neighbor, as thyself. So that means you must have that subjective love, and in the covenant that is extended to your neighbor, your bread companion. Verse 4, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned or despised. He that honoreth them that reverence Yahweh, he who be who he be, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Nim am. In whose eyes, be'ainayo, a vile person is despised. We et yir'e Yahweh yikabed. but he honors.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's pick up right here. We heard that was an older recording, but maybe I had a faulty or bad printing. But it's going back to verse 3 again, you know, verse 3 again. So we're going to probably tie that audio or, you know, do a next audio. But right here, heard a misreading right there in verse 4. So the last part right here, the verse 3 once again, where it says, Lo ragal al lishono. Lo asa le reihu ra'a we cherpa. I think I heard myself read terpa. The printing, you know, the het could be very close to the tet or the tav. But anyway, picking up verse 3, the gimel verse, today's daily song is more tet vav. We have the third verse, Lo ragal al lishono. That hath no slander, ragal, all upon lishono, his tongue. As we pointed out, slander, ragal, is a vice strongly denounced in the Hebraic, Judaic, and HaTorah teaching. Whoever speaks slander is as though he denied the fundamental principle. What is the fundamental principle? The existence of Hailahim, of the Almighty, the existence of God, if you please. The existence of Yahuwah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Will say of such a one, quote, I and he cannot dwell in this world, end quote. Here from the ancient teaching, the Talmud right here, the Timheret. Next part of the verse, nor doeth evil to his fellow. Lo asa le rehu ra'a. Point to be brought out about the ra'a, or the ra'a. Not just the word evil, but it's also the word brings out the sense of hurt, of wrong, of bad, of unkind, of ill, you know, not just in the so-called pseudo-Western Gentile, pseudo-religious sense of evil, but that which is hurtful, right? That which is hurt. There's a psalm where it says, and they seek my ra'ati. If you misunderstand, you think they seek my evil. No, they seek my hurt. They seek hurt for me, ill for me. So here it says, lo asa, lo, not asa, not he doing lo asa. Le re'ehu, one's companion. Re'ehu also has an ancient sense of like a shepherd, like a fellow shepherd, a fellow pastor, a fellow shepherd, so to speak. But this word comes out in the sense of his fellow. Le re'ehu ra'a, nor doeth evil ra'a to his re'ehu. Wrong. So here bring out the Hebraic sense of what is the evil in this sense? It is wrongs. So wronging him even in a transaction or in business, right? Business is considered ra'ah from the Hebrew perspective. It's considered evil. It's hurtful. It's wrong. So the wrongs, the hurt, the ill, he does not do. Lo asa le re'ehu ra'ah. Wecherpa lo nasa al karobo, nor taketh up a reproach. We an cherpa a reproach. Wecherpa lo not nasa, does not lift up a reproach, cherpa, all upon karobo. Karobo. Kara means near, like to be near, to draw near. Right? Even when we say karban or korban, the offering, some kara, to draw near. So the sense is one who is near to you, al karobo, does not lift up kharpa, a reproach, right, against his neighbor, against one near to him. Seeketh to discredit him by spreading information or disinformation against him. Al karobo, against one's near, right? Near, as we say, call Yisrael Aravim, Zeba Zeh, all of Yisrael, all the Beit Yisrael, Aravim has a responsibility, Zeh Bezeh, right, to be our brother's keeper. So that means we all are near, right? We all are near. Alek Robo. So not seeking to discredit by spreading information, disinformation against him. All the details mentioned in this particular verse, the Gimel Gamel verse of Mizmor Tet Wow, Tet Vav, they illustrate the Prak app. We call it the practical application of the golden rule, of the golden rule, this noble rule, as gold is a noble element, AU, right? African Union, interesting, the AU right there in the periodic chart, but gold is a noble element, right? It was how it withstands the fire, pressure. So the golden rule from Leviticus, from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, is thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, as yourself. So see, it is important to have a true sense of self and to know thyself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So someone, Judy, you maybe pray for them and, you know, try to minister good to them because maybe they don't love themselves. So they might treat you that way because they don't love themselves. They may be trying, but they need to know themselves and need to love themselves because Leviticus here, that's what we say, is subjective, the subjective. Right, the subjective sense of it. Love, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So someone not loving you, neighbor, they might not be loving themselves. Right? So, verbally speaking, we may turn the other cheek. Verse 4 right here, in whose eyes a vile person is despised or contemned, but he honors them that fear, that reverence, that respect, Yahweh, Yahweh. He that sweareth his own heart. Remember the point about hurt? Listen, sima, and changeth not. He that sweareth his own hurt and changeth not. Verse 4, the Dalet verse. Right? Abba, Gada, Abu Gida. Right? Going up to the Hey verse. Abu Gida, Hey. The fifth verse here in today's daily psalm. So here we have Nivzeh, Nivzeh, Bir, Arnayo, Nimas, Nimas, Nimas. Look at some of the printing, the Samech sometimes might seem like the meme. So when I heard the misread there, I said, pull up. So here the Dalet verse, Nivzeh, Bir, Arnayo, modern Hebrew, Nivzeh, Bir, Arnav, Nimas. In whose eyes, be'ainayo, be'ainav, in whose eye, right, a vile person, right, nibzeh, right, nimas, is despised. A vile person is despised. What does this mean, Chaburim? Nibzeh, be'ainayo, nimas. He, one who is Ish Kabod Elohim, an honorable one, right? Urcho Shel Elohim, Jah's guest, who can dwell with him, Sukkah, tabernacle with him. He judges a man by his true character. And if morally defective, does not allow other considerations to weigh in his estimate of him. As his Matthew teaches us concerning morality, can be a dubious thing, but we're talking about genuine morality. So this verse, a vile person is despised, is contemned. Nivzeh be'anayo nimas. Judging a man by his true character, by John standard, and if morally, by according to the genuine morality, defective, not allowing other considerations to weigh in his estimate of him. Well, he's morally defective, but he got money. You know what I'm saying? No, still despise. Reserving his respect, his honor for them that reverence, that honor, highly him, the almighty power. What a revolution will be created in any society, any social system by the carrying out of such principles and such a precept. Is not the chaotic state of the world, flesh and seclorum, this end time of the Gentiles, due fundamentally to the fact that the vile persons who had seized, snatched, grabbed power, were not condemned, despised. Ve'eta yirei Yahuwah yikaved. But he honoreth them that reverence, that respect. He who be, who he be. Ve'et yirei Yahuwah, the reverences of he who be, who he be. Yikaved. He gives that kavod, that honor, that kavod. Reverence of he who be, who he be. Yirei Yahuwah, yirei Yahuwah. Show reverence for him. Interesting, the word teferi, right? Fera, right? To respect, to reverence. Show reverence for him by, how do we show reverence for Ha'ilahim? By conformity to his will. Such reverence, yirat, is the beginning of knowledge, da'at, and chokmah, and wisdom. Psalm 11 and 10, Proverbs, the mashal, Proverbs 9 and 10. Ethics, this is what we call Hebraically as ethics, right? And to possess it is a distinguishing feature of mandem, who live a life of liberty, of integrity in the sight of his divine majesty. To honor them, yikabed, is consequently an indication of a good moral character. And in the teaching of his majesty, Kormawi Nugus Neges, genuine morality. Because the principle, the science, like are attracted to like attracts like. He that sweareth to his own hut, his own hurt, and changeth not, nishba'a li ha-ra'a wi-lo yamir, sweareth to his own hurt, nishba, to seven, he seven himself, he swear, nishba, li to ha-ra'a, to the evil, right? He swears to the evil in the sense of to the hurt. So in this sense, evil also is hurt. This is why the translator distinguishing it. Quote would sound kind of funny. He swears to his own evil. No, he sweareth even if it leads li ha-ra'a, even if it leads to the ra'a, the hurtful, harmful, you know, consequences because of the integrity. Nishaba liharaa willo yamir, and changeth not. The sanctity of the plighted word. You should say word is bond, right? Word is bond. You break your, you know, word is life. You break your word, you break your life. But, you know, things change in this changing strange world, but it's coming to the end of the times of the Gentiles. Swear to his own heart, the sanctity of the plighted word, word, sound, and power. Even when that word, it may prove disadvantageous. You know, we may give our word in a good situation, you know, we get rewards, but now when it turns around, what you're going to do? Are you also going to hold to that word, even though it might bring the ra-ra, the ra-a, the evil, the hurt? This is what is stressed, right, in Judaic and Hebraic ethics and in HaTorah ethics. More on this can be found within the teaching, vows and vowing in the light of Yehudinet, what's called Judaism, right? Very interesting reasonment there, but just moving forward here to the Hey verse, here to the fifth verse right here. Ein Katan Aval Gadol Liku Batalua, small but very, very important. This psalm here means more. Eight, wow. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never, ever, never be moved. Kaspo lo natana be neshek. He that putteth not out his money on interest. Kaspol. Kaspol is from Kesef. Kesef is silver. Right? Silver, the basic standard of the righteous currency, even the bur in Ethiopia based on the silver. But the kesef, here we have kaspol. Kaspol, his kesef, kaspol, lo, not natan. He does not give. Kaspol, lo natan, bineshek, on interest or usury. This points to Ayikra, Leviticus 25 and 36. Devarim, Deuteronomy 23 and 20. Nor taketh a bribe, a gubo. In the Amharic, they have the gubo, bribery, right? The gubo. Here we have the bribe, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. Right? There, shahad al naki lo lakach. The shahad. Right, the bribe all against Naki, the one who is clean, who's innocent. Lo, not lakach, not taking. He doesn't take. Lo lakach, does not take. The bribe, the corruption of justice by bribery is severely condemned in the scriptures. You know, in the Bible, and particularly in HaTorah, we have Shemot, Exodus. Exodus 23 and 8 speaks against it. Direction, instruction in Deuteronomy 16 and 19, as well as Deuteronomy 27 and 25. Nothing demarcates the concept of human society as depicted throughout the scriptures. From the realities of the contemporary world, as does the unswerving insistence over and over again upon the corruptive power of a bribe. You talk about people selling themselves. Well, yeah, that's the bribe there. A healthy corporate body is only possible, again, a healthy corporate body. Right, we're all I and I as one man, members of one body, right, with HaMoshiach, Christ, in his kingly character as the Rosh, as the head, even Ras Tefari. Therefore, a healthy corporate body is only possible where the impartial, non-partial. It's interesting when we talk about impartiality, and it says not to have respect of persons. In the Hebrew directly, it says not to have regard to faces. In judgment, there should be no facial recognition. Just look at the case. No facial recognition. A healthy corporate body is only possible where the impartial, the non-partial rule of justice, tzedek terdof, justice, thou shalt follow, thou shalt pursue, is complete and absolute. And the practice or the malpractice of bribery is a cancer, it's a disease that inevitably destroys, downshores, destructs its strength and stability. Wishahad al Naki Lo Lakach. He that doeth these things shall never ever be moved. Just like a tree, right? Planted by the waters. Or say Eile Lo Yimota Leolam. He that doeth these things, or say the doer Eile. The doer of these, Eleh, or say, Eleh, the doer of these, lo yemot, not to be moved, le'olam, forever, right? Will not be moved forever. But in the Hebrew, sometimes we say le'olam. This is an interesting expression because olam actually like means the world or implication can be the universe, so to speak, right? Le'olam, saying of the world. But the Hebrew context with the negative, lo yimot le'olam, has a sense of never, ever. And in the sense of the word olam, also in some constructions, has the translative sense of forever. in a sense of the most distant horizon, right? To the most distant, like beyond the most, the time indefinite is a way of bringing out the spirit of the word. Lo yimot le'olam, shall never ever be moved. Therefore, one who doeth these things is qualified to be a guest, urcho shel Elohim, a guest of Elohim, and also known as ish kavod Elohim, an honorable man, an honorable one, one of the kavod, one of the glory. For my part, I glory in the Bible, the teaching of His Majesty, qualified to be a guest of High Elohim. He benefits, he and hopefully I and I and we can benefit, can prosper from his guidance and protection and successfully withstand and stand and understand and understand and overstand and withstand the attacks of Ha-Rasha, of the defiant, of the Rishaim, of the ratchet, of the wicked. So here. And summing up right here, the Shemini Atzeret in the season this year, Mizmor Tetwav, Tetvav, Mizmor LeDawid, Yahuwah, Mi Yagora Be'aholeka, Mi Yishkona Be'harak Adesheka, Holeka Tamim Ufo Ela Tzedeka, Vidovera Emeta Bilbabo. Lo ragala ala lishono, lo asa le re'ehu ra'a, we kherpa lo nasa ala k'robo. Mivveh be'anayo nimas, we eta yire Yahuwa yikhabed. Nishba'a le hara'a, we lo yamir. Kaspo lo natana b'nesheka we shochad al nakiya lo alakach ose ele lo yimot le'olam. Shalom, chaverim, talmidim. Yes, I'm looking forward to Simchat Torah. Yes, I'm the joy of the Torah, John's direction, instruction. Here we seal up with Wazot. And this she was zot, and this ha baraka, and this is the blessing. 54th reading and feeding, sealing up the shemester of the year, and also beginning again for new Rastafari yeshiva sabbatical year, coming forward new light. Yes, I Rastafari. Yes, I hope to join the I them on the in the Irish. Shalom, chaberim. Shalom, Yeshua. Shalom.